This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sunil Awasti. Police say a German backpacker who has been missing for 2 weeks in Western Australia's wheat belt likely got lost in dense bushland after her car broke down. West Australian police have escalated a national search for 26-year-old Carolina Vilger after her van was discovered about 100 kilometres north of where she was last seen in the small wheat belt town of Beacon on the 29th of June. Police say the van appears to have suffered mechanical issues. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is emphasising the importance of engaging with China. He will embark on a 6-day visit to the country starting tomorrow and will meet with the country's leadership, including President Xi Jinping. Mr. Albanese will be accompanied by business leaders as he tries to further enhance trade ties between Australia and China. 25% of Australian exports go to China, making it by far Australia's most significant trading partner. Concerns are being raised that the new national plan to combat anti-Semitism in Australia could stifle free speech. One recommendation made to the federal government by anti-Semitism envoy Gillian Siegel is to strip funding from organisations that fail to address hatred against Jews. Some, including the National Union of Students and the Australian Jewish Council, are worried about the impact on those making legitimate criticism of Israel, particularly amid the ongoing conflict in the Middle East. Speaking with SBS Arabic, a board director of Palestine Australia Relief and Action, Reem Borrows, is concerned advocacy for Palestinians will be deemed anti-Semitic. Ms. Siegel says these concerns are misplaced and only those calling for the elimination of the State of Israel will be deemed to be anti-Semitic. US President Donald Trump says he'll impose a 35% tariff on goods from neighbouring Canada and is threatening to make the rate even higher if Canada retaliates. The tariff will go into place on the 1st of August, much like Mr. Trump's proposed tariffs against Brazil and other countries. But Brazilian President Lula da Silva says he is not intimidated by Mr. Trump's threats against retaliation, saying he will impose reciprocal tariffs on US goods if a diplomatic solution cannot be found. Mr. Trump has threatened 50% tariffs on Brazilian goods and has linked his decision on tariffs against the country to the treatment of former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, who is on trial on charges of plotting a coup against Mr. da Silva in 2023. In finance news, the Australian dollar has increased to its highest value since November. It's now buying 65.94 US cents. Local shares have lifted today after news overnight that the US Defence Department is buying more than $600 million worth of preferred stock in rare earths miner MP Materials. That purchase boosted local mining companies in early trade, with Iluka Minerals surging 25% and Lynas up 17%. In cycling, Irishman Ben Healy has won the 6th stage of the Tour de France, becoming the first Irishman in 5 years to win a stage at the world's most famous cycling event. Michael Storer finished 3rd, the best finish by an Aussie in the race so far this year. Matthew Vanderpoel is now the overall race leader, snatching the yellow jersey from reigning champion Tadej Pogačar. I'm Sunil Awasti. This has been SBS News in Easy English.